Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Mr. B. Yeah, Mr. B. We coming right at you, straight from the jungle. Podcast number 8. I can't believe it. Okay. Working on it. I'm trying to get better with it. Yeah, it's something new to me. But hey, episode number 8, and we're gonna do it like a continuation from episode number 7, where we talked a little bit about the two-day pilot. The two-day pilot is more or less one day for high school, and one day for college. Remember, let's remember why we coming up with the pilot. The pilot is more or less ensuring the customer. And the customer is Board of Ed for the high school and the NCAA, the college. We want to show them, can our idea work for their program, for their school, for their education? And so the pilot is more or less, you know, I've never done it before. It's new to me, but I came together with some collectively thinking individuals. We all had a common denominator, and the common denominator was we want to help the young adults in America, specifically, you know, we're keying in on New York. That's the bread and butter. So if we can win on this pilot, it opens the door for everything else that we want to bring to the table when it comes to hands up. No. All hands up, Inc. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up. Say it again. All hands up, Inc. Yeah, you know what the Inc. stands for? It's incorporation. Department of State. They say you got to put Inc. attached to your name. Blah 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 blah. I said okay. No problem. So all hands up. Yeah, Inc. That's what's up. So. This is episode number 8, and we're doing a little, continuation from part 1, which was in episode number 7, which was kind of short. There was some things going on, you know, we had to address it, so now, you know, I got a little free time. I'll get at it, episode number 8. And so, what I wanted to say in this episode, when it comes down to talking to the young adults, we know the young adults, they got a lot going on. You know, you could just imagine how it was when you was young. There was a lot going on. You just didn't know what was going on, but you knew it was a lot going on. You know, in today's society, they got games. And a whole lot of games. I mean, they can just play all day. That occupies the whole time. Games. So we gotta find a way how we implement our little discussion and try to compete with the games. There's a lot of games going on. And there's a lot going on as far as television, you know. Just all kind of steaming, whatever it's called. Steaming, screaming. All kind of bootlegging and all kind of stuff. It's going on. TV shows, movies, everything. They got it going on. And you sure that we got to compete with that. And we compete with music, you know, the underground music. It seems like it's more or less what a lot of the young adults like to hear. The underground, you know, filthy. It's filthy. Now, come on. It's filthy. The language, dialogue, you know, just graphics. Whoa. I remember when I was their age, I said, whoa. You know, we had our little something going on, but it wasn't that on a graphic put together like that. But that's what's going on. So we competing with that. We competing with fashion, you know, competing with the type of gear they like to put on. We not in the position to, you know, address that matter, you know, so it's telling them what to We're gonna keep that, you know, tone it down on that. We ain't gonna say too much on that. As long as they make an appearance, as long as they show up, as long as they sit down and listen to what we talking about and they give us an opportunity to talk to them, that's like giving them a standing ovation. As far as worrying about, oh my God, they ran this, they ran that, or they not ran this, they not ran that. Don't, we ain't gonna worry about that. So again, we just wanna, you know, talk to them about a mental tune-up, see what's going on with what's going on. You know, let's check that out. Then there's another matter that we might have to deal with. If it comes down to, you know, you guys, and I'm talking guys, I'm talking about my people. And you feel like, you know, you don't want no problems, you don't want no trouble, you don't want to talk to these individuals. Well, you know, if I'm around, just, you know, bring it to my attention and I'll address it. Because I'm at a point where, like, you know, I'm not worried about, you know, I'm not worried about what he's saying, what she's saying, you know. I'm not here to bother you. I'm not here to discourage you. I'm not here to stop you from doing whatever you claim you want to do. I just want to talk to the individuals that signed their name on a dotted line and said they want us to talk to them. Let's talk to them. So a lot of these individuals, male and female, they might be more or less gang-related. When I say gang-related, I say it is what it is. I'm saying it is gang-related. It can be directly or indirectly gang-related. You know, it could be through, you know, friends. It could be through the neighborhood. It could be through family. It could be gang-related. So, you know, these individuals, you know, if they, again, we talking about student athletes. So, now again, student athletes also are gang related. So, you know, again, they want us to talk to them. And, like, let's hear them out. Let's hear them out. And the only thing we could do on that matter is, like, you know, we can't dictate, don't do this, don't do that. No, we allow them to, you know, hear them out. And then we lay down the law as far as right and wrong. We're not saying they have to abide by right and wrong, but we're going to lay down the law as far as right and wrong and then make sure we present it well so they didn't understand that it's no, you know, if and buts about right and wrong. We want to make sure it's clear to these individuals, male and female, right and wrong. And then when they come down to the gang-related situation, want to also emphasize, well, I'm going to emphasize the fact that a young lady, young man, what is your plans 2 years from today, 4 years from today? Because if you're gang-related, the possibility of your plans 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, it's no plan, you can't see that far. Gang related, you never know. You know, bullets, a lot of bullets don't have names on them. They just flying. There's a lot going on out here in the gang related world. And if you choose to stay gang related, you can't predict your future 2 years from today, 4 years from today. Now, it's a possibility that might go to prison, might go to jail. They got a jail in New York City called Rikers. And from what I hear about it, it's about as worse as some major penitentiaries around the nation. You know, when you talk about major penitentiaries, you're talking about Angola in Louisiana. You're talking about Death Row in Texas. You're talking about penitentiaries over there in California. You know, just to name a few. Those some tough penitentiaries. And so I expect the young ladies and young men, if they say they gang related, and what is your future 2 years from today, 4 years from today? It's a possibility. It might be jail or penitentiary. Now, you can't, you know, as a figure of speech, they say the word lucky. I said lucky in episode 7 is not just, you know, I wouldn't even, you know, call it lucky. It just, it was meant to be. It's going to be. But you might want to quote it. Oh, yeah, I was lucky. Okay, you know, let you have that. But I don't believe in the word lucky. You know, yeah, you lucky. No, it was meant to be. That was meant to be. So you get caught up in them, and you can't predict the future. And then you do predict the future. You say you want to do this and do that. But then gang-related got you doing all kind of other stuff. There's a strong chance that the penitentiary might be in the horizon. And then if it ain't the penitentiary, I hate to say it, but I'm just going to keep it real with you, straight talk. Death might be in the horizon. You know, you're dealing with, you know, violence. You're dealing with taking. You're dealing with, you know, fighting. You're dealing with back and forth, back and forth. You know, you're fighting over something that you claim is yours, but it's not really yours. You know, and so when it all comes, when the dust settles, and the man come through, when he come through, and you saying you fighting for what's yours, the man gonna let you know what you thought was what yours ain't really yours at all. And they come through and they just take everything. You know, so nothing you could do about it. There's no lawyer that could come and represent you, claiming you say you fought, you fighting for something that is mine. It's my neighborhood. It's my block. Where your name at? You got something that says this is your block? No. I mean, like I say, when you're talking to the gang related, I know it's tough. And like I said, I need y'all to have skin like alligator. Hardcore. Tough. You gotta be tough with these young ladies and gentlemen. They tough. Because they went through what they went through. They got beat up to get clean, get put down, they took a whooping. They took it. They said, yeah, I'm down. I'm down by law. You got something they put in the work. And the work might be, oh, Lord, I can't name it. But they did the work. But they saying they gang related. If they come through and throw that certificate on our paper, on our desk and say, I want to talk, and they want to talk, we'll talk to them. And if they feel like there's something bothering them, they feel like, you know, they at that crossroad where they just, oh, man, I don't know what what was I thinking about? The green light is for you to go, you know, help them get across the right threshold, the right hurdle. You know what I'm saying? Look here. I understand it. Peer pressure is tough. It's tougher than tough out here. Peer pressure. And you know about peer pressure. I knew about it. I'm 45 years ago. I know about peer pressure. So peer pressure make you do anything, you bust pipes. So, you know, we ain't gonna sit there and be judgmental towards these young adults. No, we're not gonna do that. I'm not the judge, jury, and trial. I'm not doing all that. I'm here to help you. If you want my help, I'm gonna help you, man. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna help you. Get over that hurdle. Because I want you to live a life that I lost 20 years of my life. I made a mistake. 40-something years ago. I sleep with it. I lay with it. It's a part of me all through my life. How I messed up 20-something years of my life. That's a generation. That's 2 decades. Not just a couple of days, a couple of hours. 2 decades. I watched life just disappear. You know what I'm saying? You know, and just, and I said, man, why did I do what I did? Because I had a mental blockage. I was stuck on something. I didn't have the outlets. I didn't have individuals like myself back in my day to come tell me about this and that and this. You know, and be, you know, the whole thing is about trusting. I didn't trust nobody. You know, if I didn't get that information from my father, how can I sit up there and listen to a stranger? You understand? And I know that's probably a lot of individuals feel the same way. How can I trust you? I don't know you. I want to let you know. I know what you're going through. I know what you, you know, I know it, man. Give me the benefit of the doubt. I know what you're talking about. See, when you're dealing with someone that knows what you're talking about, hear them out. Give him a shot. You know, tone it down a little bit. Listen to what they got to say. Because they know what they going through. They went through what you going through right now. So, again, gang related, ask yourself, what's in the horizon for you 2 years from today? 4 years from today? Do you plan on graduating from high school? That'd be cool. I'd be, you know, I like for you to graduate out of high school. Do you believe that high school is important? I believe it's important. Don't let nobody tell you it ain't important. They fooling you because they didn't do it. So they just want you to do what they ain't doing. They don't do that. Get your high school diploma. Get it. Put your grades in. You know, you ain't got to be G-Wiz. You ain't got to be the smartest guy on the block. Just get your diploma. And then from there, decide, you know, check your options. You know, there's community colleges. You know, you ain't got to go to the major universities. There's community colleges. There's colleges all through New York City, all over the place. Upstate, downstate, all over the place. Get your little college, man. Ain't nothing wrong with little college. Ain't nothing wrong with trying to know what's going on. You know, if somebody tell you that knowing what's going on is something wrong with it, you got to look at them people like, what? You come from, man. Know what's going on is better than not knowing what's going on. See, a lot of the young generation don't know what's going on, and they here to know what's going on. It's my job to give that information about knowing what's going on. I'm telling you. So, I'm talking to my young gang members, young and old. Come on now. You know, from the 9th grade to the 12th grade. I'm not here to scold you. I'm not here to hold you back. I'm not here to treat you like a little kid. Them days are over, man. You ain't no little kid. You're a grown adult. If you do something wrong right now, you're 16 years old, 15 years old, 14 years old. Guess what? Them folks are locking you up. They don't care nothing about, you're just a child. Yeah, so-and-so. My God, whoa. Go to jail. They gonna put you around them grown, convicted criminals. I'm talking about lifers. I'm talking about career criminals. Career. That's like they made it into a career. Committing crimes over and over and over and over and over. They gonna put you among them people. And then, it's gonna rub off on you being around them people. And them people, some of them people, they dirty. They take advantage of you. They do you dirty. Ooh, Lord. Don't care nothing about you. You understand? So think about it. What's your plans 2 years from today as a gang member? Holding down the hood, you understand? Doing whatever. Strapped down, got your 38, got your Colt 45, got you a little small look, 25, 357, come on, man. Got all kinds of stuff, AK-47, what you doing with all that stuff, yeah, anyway, going to war, what war are you talking about? So, you know, you got all these little, you know, ammunition, all this artillery. You know, they're shooting at people. You know? Think about it. You want somebody shooting at your mama? Huh? You want somebody shooting at your grandma? When they not, they don't even see it coming. Think about it. That's what you want to do. You want to be a gang member. I'm trying to help you, man. You know? The mind. Everything to waste. I'm here to help you, man. Ain't nothing about you being crazy. No, this ain't about that. I'm not gonna treat you like that. I don't got no white coat. I got glasses on, but I ain't got no white coat. I ain't walking around with no legal pad, clipboard, and all that stuff. You not laying on no couch while I'm talking to me. You ain't just sit up, man, talking to me. I'm sitting up, I'm talking to you. Respect. Face to face, eye to eye. I'm coming to you straight talk. Might not like it. But you gonna get straight talk from me. Because straight talk is the only way I can roll. I can't give you no garbage. I can't give you a bunch of lies. I did lies when I was a kid. I lie, lie, lie. But now, I can't remember a lie. So I ain't gonna tell you a lie. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Yeah, they say the truth hurts. I'm gonna give it to you. You're gonna be all that and more. And 20 years from today, you're going to think back about a man like me and say, man, he was hard. Oh, man, he was cold-blooded. But you know what? I learned something from that man. That man taught me something. And it's going to be your job to teach somebody else down the road. That's what you're going to do. And that's what this thing is about. All hands up. It takes a village to raise a child. It's going to take all hands up to take care. Although men and women in school, high school, in college, that's what we all about. All hands up, Inc. That's what we about. We'll take care of you. And we're going to give you our phone numbers. We're going to give you some phone numbers. You stay in contact with us. Everything's getting, you know, you fall short. You need a little help. You want somebody to listen to you. You know, ain't nobody listening to you. We're going to be there for you. This thing, it ain't over. It ain't no 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 is over. No. We in there. You understand me? High school, you got a program called SMART. Graduate from SMART. I'm going to give you a degree. Yeah, I'm going to give you a little certificate. We ain't going now, no cap and gown and all that. We ain't doing all that. Get a little certificate. You graduated from SMART. If you go to college, you go get help. Go through college and get that help program. You got 2 programs under your belt. I'm gonna give you one of them rings, like them high school rings. And you got SMART, you got help on it, you got a little, little emblem on top. Often you got your little years. Yeah. And you go to our little automata, we gonna have a little banquets, we gonna have banquets in your year in and year out. You come through. Yeah, you show your ring. You come through. You're a member. You're a lifelong member of this program. We got you, man. We don't turn our backs on you. That's what this thing is about. All hands up. Inc. I'm going to put it down. I'm telling you, I might not see that day. I'm putting it down. I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm working on it. Yeah, I come for you. I care about you. I went through what I went through, and I hate what I went through. I suffered. I lost a lot. Well, make sure you guys don't suffer and don't go do what I went. Hey man, I got to go. I'm talking too much. Oh, that's all I do. I gotta go. Yo, I'm coming at you. Episode number 9. It'd be in a few. I'm coming at you. I love you, man. Take care. Yeah, peace out.